Within 6 minutes of warm applause, the whole country applauded the spectacular example of leadership and defense of humanity. The Germans elected her to lead them, and she led 80 million Germans for 18 years with competence, skill, dedication and sincerity. She did not utter nonsense. She did not appear in the alleys of Berlin to be photographed. She was dubbed the Lady of the World, who was described as the equivalent of 6 million men. During these 18 years of her leadership, no transgressions were recorded against her. She did not assign any of her relatives to a government post. Nor did she claim that she was the maker of glories. She did not get millions in payment, nor did anyone cheer her performance. She did not receive charters and pledges. She did not fight those who preceded her. Merkel left the party leadership position and handed it over to those after her, and Germany and its people are in the best condition ever. The reaction of the Germans was unprecedented in the history of the country. Germany stood as one body bidding farewell to their leader, a chemical physicist who was not tempted by the fashion or the lights and did not buy real estate, cars, yachts and private planes, knowing that she is from former East Germany. She left her post after leaving Germany at the top. 18 years and she never changed her wardrobe. God be upon this silent leader. At a press conference, a female journalist asked Merkel, "We notice that you're wearing the same suit, don't you have any other?" She replied, "I am a government employee and not a model." At another press conference, they asked her, "Do you have housemaids who clean your house, prepare your meals and so on?" Her answer was, "No, I do not have servants and I do not need them. My husband and I do this work at home every day." Then another journalist asked, "Who is washing the clothes, you or your husband?" Her answer, "I arrange the clothes, and my husband is the one who operates the washing machine, and it is usually at night, because electricity is available and there is no pressure on it, and the most important thing is to take into account the possible inconvenience for the neighbors. Thankfully the wall separating our apartment from the neighbors is thick." She said to them, "I expected you to ask me about the successes and failures in our work in the government." Mrs. Merkel lives in a normal apartment like any other citizen. She lived in this apartment before being elected Chancellor of Germany. She did not leave it and does not own a villa, servants, swimming pools or gardens.